درس پنجم. لطفاً به تلفظ واژه‌های جدید درس گوش کنید.
Vocabulary. Unit 5. Addicted. Addiction. Adolescent. Artery. Bloodstream. Circulate. Contract. Co-worker. Depression. Force. Furthermore. Harden. Injurious. Lack. Note. Prevalent. Procure. Quitter. Rate. Risk. Slow down. Separate. Statistics. Stroke. Ultimately. Vessel.
لطفاً به تلفظ متن درس گوش کنید.
Smoking. Many studies among smokers have established the fact that depression is one of the main reasons for people who smoke. The habit is less prevalent among people not having depression problems. One of the studies also indicates that people acquire this habit at the young age and become addicted. Actually, children derive this habit from elders, especially from their parents, by seeing them smoke in their house or when used by the parents themselves for procuring the cigarettes. Smoking in movies is the main reason for adolescents acquiring this habit. The smokers derive an imaginary pleasure of relaxation in smoking. Quitting this habit depends on the mental strength of the person. Among the depressed smokers, the percentage of quitters is less. Nicotine, one of the components, is mainly responsible for the addiction to this habit. It has been established that people get addicted to nicotine as soon as 5 months after the start of the smoking. According to studies, nicotine is more addictive than caffeine or ethanol. There is a strong evidence providing that smoking is injurious to smokers' health. In addition to lung and mouth cancer, scientists have noted an increase in diseases of the heart among people who smoke. Tobacco in the bloodstream causes blood vessels to contract, and therefore the blood circulates slowly. The arteries harden, and less blood reaches the brain. Ultimately, the slowdown, which causes a blood vessel to break in the brain, is commonly called a stroke. Furthermore, tobacco in the bloodstream reduces the ability of hemoglobin to release oxygen. The lack of oxygen forces the heart to beat faster, and it increases the risk of heart attack as well. However, the most recent studies show that a smoker also endangers the health of the people around him. Scientific studies show that the families and co-workers of smokers suffer from the diseases related to smoking in greater numbers than the families and friends of non-smokers. The non-smoking wives and husbands of smokers sometimes develop diseases related to smoking before the smokers develop them. Statistics also show that non-smokers who are in close contact with the smokers in the office develop these diseases at a greater rate than co-workers who sit farther away from the smokers. As a result of this information, non-smokers try to protect their health in different ways. In some companies, smokers and non-smokers work in separate offices. Other companies surround the smoking employees with smoke filters. Most companies do not allow smoking in employees' public places such as canteen and cafeteria. They also request visitors not to smoke. Non-smoking office workers say, "It may be the smoker's right to smoke, but it's our right to live." If you smoke, tomorrow will be too late to decide to give it up. Give it up right now.